I'm David Martin Davies, and coming up on The Source, we've heard about what the future will look like. It's going to be about advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity, cyber control, AI, robotics, and space. But where will San Antonio fit into that world? Will the city be left behind, or will it be a hub and a leader? Fortunately, there is leadership preparing the local workforce for these jobs, and there are opportunities now in these areas at Port San Antonio, also known as Tech Port, and there are programs getting workers trained up for these well-paying jobs. No degree, no problem. Certification programs are in place, and they will pay people to train. There is the Alamo Promise, a community initiative by the Alamo Colleges District to provide tuition-free degrees and certificates to eligible Bexar County High School graduates. This is how San Antonio can win the future and break intergenerational poverty. We're going to hear about these programs and how to access them. That's coming up on The Source.
Okay. Yeah.
Live from the Malou and Carlos Alvarez Theater in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. There are three major revolutions happening right now in the economy, and San Antonio is preparing to lead in each of these areas: energy, cyber, AI, robotics, and biomedical. And what that means is that these are areas where the jobs of the future will be, and there are many of these jobs happening right now at this moment. San Antonio is preparing to maximize the opportunities coming with these changes by developing the workforce that is needed. And so we're going to be talking with local leaders of San Antonio's major institutions that are creating on-ramps for area labor to access good-paying jobs and not be left behind in the world of tomorrow. And we have an all-star panel to help us explain what is happening. So we're first starting off with Dr. Mike Flores. He's the chancellor of the Alamo Colleges District. Dr. Mike, well, great to be here today. Appreciate you being here. Leslie Cantu is with us, the chair of Workforce Solutions San Antonio and the vice president of administration for Toyota Tetsu. And Leslie. We're happy to have Dr. Taylor Amy. He is the president of UT San Antonio. Dr. Amy, great to have you today. And Jim Persbach is with us, president and CEO of Port San Antonio. Jim. So welcome, all of you. I do want to mention that we are recording this discussion in front of a vibrant live audience. We're going to have time at the end of the program for questions from the audience. But first, let's start off by talking to that we recognize that the Alamo Colleges District has been leading San Antonio in workforce development for 80 years. You're no Johnny come lately to this important part of having a economic development. So, Dr. Mike Flores, can you talk about the legacy that you're part of, changing lives, helping people find successful, meaningful work development?
Yeah, David. First, I just want to thank Public Radio, Texas Public Radio, for being here for this partnership, most importantly, and for being able to honor and celebrate the legacy of the Alamo Colleges District. When we think of the union at that time of two colleges, right, San Antonio College, which is actually celebrating a centennial, and then St. Philip's College, that union together over 80 years ago, who would have thought that we would look at the present day in which the Alamo Colleges District is the largest provider of human capital development in our community, that we have and enroll, educate, and train close to 90,000 individuals within Bexar County and South and Central Texas, one of the largest within Texas, but also within the United States. And we couldn't do it definitely without committed educators, faculty, and staff. We couldn't do it without partners within our community. And one of the things which I know we'll discuss is that the ethos in our community and in our DNA is partnership. It's about all of us working together, public sector, whether that's education with UT San Antonio, whether that's working with the private sector in manufacturing, that could be Toyota or Toyota Tetsu, that could be looking at economic development and economic sector nodes that have tens of thousands of employees like Port SA. And it is about all of us working together to provide opportunity for are student learners. They could be 14 or they could be 54. And I think that's the wonder of the Alamo Colleges.
Now, there has been, in 2025, a real, you know, we took the poll of the city, basically. We asked people to vote, whether they would support expansion of this mission. We recognized that there was, real support, true support, that people want this. They want Alamo Community Colleges to do this kind of work. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I think one of the things is that's day in, day out. All of us within the Alamo Colleges District, whether that begins with our Board of Trustees or continues through faculty and staff, I'm one of 6,000 individuals, educators, that could be at any one of our colleges or the centers working to connect individuals with opportunity. We have for close to two decades really focused on what we call student success and performance excellence, ensuring that we connect students to opportunity, to their career of choice. That goes all the way from a certificate to an associate's and now actually to bachelor's degrees in workforce and key workforce areas. One of the things I think is being able to ensure that we're on target and measuring our efficacy. Students are graduating in record time. Students are taking only the courses they need, and students are also transferring in record numbers. With all of that in order, we felt comfortable and the Board of Trustees felt comfortable about this time last year to call for a bond election of $987 million that
you
was passed.
You can round that up, Mike. Just round it up.
It's $1 billion.
So a billion dollar bond to be able to focus on key workforce sectors as part of that. And that passed with 70% approval. You hinted at that earlier in the question. And I think that that definitely is a super good housekeeping seal of approval from our neighbors in Bexar County who came out to approve that. The other part is that that is a record investment in workforce development within our community that is providing four new locations within Bexar County. I mentioned Port SA earlier. That's also the South Texas Medical Center. That's also Brooks, because that is a key of manufacturing. And in fact, today and this week, it was announced of a new employer with 3,000 jobs keen in on manufacturing, and also providing a new location in the burgeoning Stone Oak and North Central region of our community. So it underscores and affirms what we've been doing at Alamo Colleges for years. And I think it is saying that we're headed in the right direction.
And then once you pass the bond, then the real work begins.
Right. Right.
And you have to have, we're talking about partnership. We talked, that's going to be the key word of tonight. And one of the key partners you have is working with people like Leslie Cantu, chair of Workforce Solutions San Antonio and the vice president of administration at Toyota. So you are key towards communicating, being able to talk to the facilities like Alamo Colleges District, say, what do we need? What's working? So how does that work? And what feedback are you getting and giving?
Yeah, partnership is absolutely key to the success of where we're going with the future of workforce development. It's a little bit deeper than partnership. It's alignment of vision. It is understanding of really having this collaborative connection with the industry partners that can, where you're listening and developing programs for the future, programs that we need now because we have immediate needs now, but also where are we heading with emerging technology, with the up and coming demand occupations of the future.
Yeah. So that's where the rubber meets the road. We have these jobs. Not having the right workforce can be a constraint on San Antonio economic development. It can be a lost opportunity. We're going to be talking more about that, but we've got to hit this break. And The Source continues talking about workforce development when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. This is a special live broadcast of The Source. We're recording it in front of a live audience at the Malou and Carlos Alvarez Theater and at the Texas Public Radio headquarters. We're talking about San Antonio's workforce development and the future of work and how San Antonio is preparing to meet these challenges. When we went to break, we're hearing from Leslie Cantu, the Vice President of Administration at Toyota Tetsu and the Chair of Workforce Solutions San Antonio. And I want to pick up where we left off because I really want to zero in on how we have a lot of young people in San Antonio. They want to work. They don't really understand how to get to these good jobs, how coming to Workforce Solutions Alamo and finding these pathways, these on-ramps, can be a way to improve their lives and also break cycles of poverty that we've seen in San Antonio. Tell me about what you see.
Yeah, Workforce Solutions Alamo and the partners that we have is a great way to, whether, as Dr. Flores said, they're young, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds that are looking to start their career and understand the possibilities and career paths and the in-demand industries, or whether they're incumbent workers that are possibly looking to upskill or to completely change their career. Workforce Solutions Alamo and our community partners is a great door to step into to understand labor market information. What is going on in our region? What are the jobs that are in demand now? What are those jobs that are going to be in demand 10 years from now? And then how do I get those skills? Workforce Solutions Alamo can connect those job seekers, those adult learners, to the right training providers, to those educational institutions that can help with the two-year, four-year degrees, with those certificates and the micro-credentialing that's going to get them those jobs that will get them out of that generational poverty that some of them are in into lifelong career opportunities.
What you're looking at, maybe specifically advanced manufacturing?
In general, I mean, Workforce Solutions Alamo is gathering information on all the demand occupations here within our region. And we have a wide range from, healthcare to advanced manufacturing. Me specifically, in wearing my hat with Toyota Tetsu, Texas, we obviously have an interest in advanced manufacturing. So from that perspective, Workforce Solutions Alamo is a great partner to help get the word out to those young students that are looking about into exploring career opportunities and helping us really change that image of what manufacturing is. In the last 10 years, average entry-level wages for production workers has gone up almost 57% in the state of Texas. And so these aren't just jobs that are going to help them live paycheck to paycheck. These are careers that are going to help them grow as they continue to upskill as incumbent workers onto that next level of job within that industry, gain those more technical skills, gain those leadership skills, and continue to grow and provide for their family and set those examples for generations to come.
So beyond advanced manufacturing, we have cybersecurity, all sorts of AIs in development, robotics is in development. The future is totally incredible. And I know that at UT San Antonio, there are programs there where opportunities for people really to get into these areas that are really just developing. So can you talk about that, Dr. Taylor Amy?
Yeah, sure. And David, it's a pleasure to be here, an honor to be here. And I want to give a shout out to Dr. Flores. Alamo College's district is one of the most important things that happens in our community in terms of the impact that it has in educating our young people, actually all of our community. And I hope you all know how important the relationship is between Alamo College's district and UT San Antonio. Where Mike goes, I go. Where I go, Mike goes. We are inextricably linked in terms of our purposes of our two institutions. We both deeply believe in the power of education, making a profound difference in the trajectory of an individual and all the generations that come from that individual. And education is so important. The Gallup polling that's out there still says that a two-year degree is immensely valuable and a four-year degree is immensely valuable. And I don't know if you know this, but of our 40,000 or so undergraduates who are enrolled right now, about 40% of them are from community colleges, and about half of our community college contingent comes from Alamo colleges. So in all honesty, our plans for enrollment growth over time as we grow as an institution are deeply connected to Mike's plans for enrollment growth, and where the two institutions go is where our future of our community goes. And so congratulations on 80 years of profound impact. I do want to say something, and Mike can help me with this. At UT San Antonio, 90% of our undergrads that we've been graduating over the last few years are staying in Texas to work, at least 90%. It varies by year. And if we think about the impact that we have, one of the things that's most important that Mike and I do is work with Greater SATX about driving efforts for economic development in our community. That involves recruiting companies to come here, keeping companies here, growing companies here. And as we compete nationally against all of these markets that are out there in Charlotte or in Denver or in Florida or even here in Texas, one of the things that drives a lot of the determination about attracting companies here to our community is the educational attainment of our workforce. And in addition to all the efforts to train our workforce and prepare them for joining you in the workplace, we have to do a better job of educating our population so that our educational attainment numbers go up. And fortunately for us, and I think Mike can help here, our rate of growth about educational attainment compared to our peer locations around the country that we're competing with, our rate of growth is better than everybody else's, but we're coming from a very low number, so we have a lot of work to do. So all the things that Mike and I do to collaborate about transferring kids from Alamo colleges to UT San Antonio are going to continue, because we want to graduate kids with two-year degrees, four-year degrees, and we want to raise up educational attainment. So that's a big, huge effort for where we're at. And I didn't even answer your question, David.
That's about, okay.
About
so I mean, where do
so
you,
I'm going to wait for the next segment.
Where do you see the future? I mean, yeah. How do you prepare for the future?
Yeah, we have purposely reevaluated our academic programs and the things that we're developing to offer our students, because we're very mindful of the demand signal coming from students and their families about the kinds of majors that they want, the kinds of degrees they want to graduate with, the fact that they don't want to graduate with debt, the fact that they want to enter the workforce with high wage, high salary. And so we've been paying attention to this very, very carefully over the last 10 years. Mike gets measured on this all the time. I get measured on this all the time by national organizations, by the Carnegie Foundation, by the state of Texas, by our boards, by our own accountability measures. And the things that we're doing to prepare our students to enter the workforce and to really do that well, we have to pay attention to the demand signal coming from the Toyotas of the world or the EYs of the world or the MITRES of the world or the USAAs of the world. We are constantly refining the academic programs that we offer so that we're producing kids who have relevant degrees that can enter the workforce in real time. And San Antonio is known for things related to biomedicine, biotechnology, advanced manufacturing, logistics, fintech, aerospace, automotive. All of these things are things that are very relevant in our community right now in terms of the economies that are on fire. And San Antonio is a great place to be. Our population growth is very positive. The economy of the state of Texas is very strong. Our relationship with Mexico is profound. And all of these things make this environment a very robust environment to keep our graduates, when they graduate, to stay here and join our workforce. So we have very, very hot topics and areas of economic focus that are primed to drive workforce needs. And we have, on the development side, we're working really hard to meet all that. So we do that at UT San Antonio, and ACD is doing the same thing. So,
and over, let me go over to Jim Persbach at the president and CEO of Port San Antonio. So Port San Antonio, they have people coming to you wanting to move to San Antonio. And is one of the first questions they have is about what's your workforce like?
Yeah, so one of the first questions always is, what is the workforce? but it's also what can you do to advance this? Port San Antonio, despite having the dumbest name of an organization because we're not a port, is fundamentally an aerospace and defense research campus. And one of the things that we're working on right now leverages so many of the things that we do well in San Antonio. The application of not just aviation and aerospace, in which we have over 100 years of heritage, the application of what UT San Antonio does so well in terms of cyber, the electronics, and that's the development of advanced air mobility. People call it flying taxis and air taxis, which is one way to look at it. People talk about drones. People talk about automated flight rules. But it's using these aircraft in a more efficient way, in close proximity to buildings, in close proximity to other aircraft, in a way that will allow developers to save massive amounts of money. Look at the work being done downtown. The massive investment that's going to need to be made in fixed infrastructure that's used in the best case maybe 200 days a year can be alleviated by the incorporation of these aircraft, which can land in 75 feet, can land in a parking lot, but only if we can get to that point of automated flight rules and the incorporation of detection of these other services. There are a few places in the country that can do that as well as San Antonio can do it, and that's what attracts the people. One of the things that I have always been a big proponent of, even before I could find San Antonio on a map, was Alamo Colleges. Dick Scobee, who was the commander of the ill-fated shuttle, started his career in San Antonio as a reciprocating engine mechanic. Went to San Antonio College, met his wife, Dr. June Scobee Rogers, went on to become a pilot, which is easy to do, and then went on to become an astronaut. And Dr. June Scobee Rogers did some tremendous things, including starting the Scobee Foundation. And the finest of the Scobee Planetariums and Challenger Learning Centers is at San Antonio College. And then personally, for all the Alamo Colleges folks in here, you've done really well by me. My oldest daughter started her educational career at Alamo Colleges, did wonderful things for her. My youngest, he's a current Alamo Colleges student and doing some wonderful stuff. It's only my middle kid who joined a cult and went straight to College Station. But I've told her she's got to come back and do some work here too.
But at Port San Antonio is the second largest population of cyber professionals in the world?
Yeah, so San Antonio is home of the second largest population of cyber professionals, which is misleading because it's cyber, it's intelligence, electronic warfare, everything else, second only to what's in the National Capital Region. And by far the largest concentration of that is in the area directly around Port San Antonio. Our campus and Joyce May San Antonio Lackland.
And is this, where do you apply to get into that job? I mean, is that the military pipeline?
Do you start at ACD? So traditionally, I come out of the defense industrial world, the aerospace and defense world. We are weird folks. If we had social skills, we wouldn't do what we're doing. And traditionally, the paths have been relatively limited. There's the path that comes up through the military. There's the path that comes up through the intelligence community, the George Washington schools out in the National Capital Region. And what you get is a groupthink. You keep doing the same thing over and over again. One of the advantages of San Antonio, and it's with the folks here on this panel, is you can bring different disciplines together. So take this advanced air mobility. There are people out there, I used to count myself amongst them, who say, we know how to fly. We fly with visual flight rules and instrument flight rules. We do 9-mile finals into airports, and we do it at 90-second separation, and God help us, that's the best way to do that. If you can apply things like cybersecurity, detection, artificial intelligence, and augmented reality, you can start solving some challenges, but the only way to do that is to bring together a diversity of thought and background.
We're going to take a break now. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, a conversation about preparing for the future workforce in San Antonio. It is, the future is happening now. and we're going to be right back after this break. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. We have a live audience as we're having a really robust conversation about the preparing the future workforce. And we're doing it here in San Antonio. It's important for economic development, changing lives, ending the cycle of poverty. We have an all-star panel with us, Dr. Mike Flores, Chancellor of the Alamo Colleges District, Leslie Cantu, Chair of Workforce Solutions San Antonio, Dr. Amy Taylor, President of UT San Antonio, and Jim Parsback. He is the President and CEO of Port San Antonio. And Dr. Flores, let me ask you about how we make this inclusive, how we create opportunity, how, you know, some people say, I can't afford to go to school. It's too expensive. I know about debt and all these other things that scares me. But we do have the Alamo Promise. What is that?
Right. I think, you know, one of the wonderful things is we're fortunate and blessed to live in San Antonio. One of the historical challenges that we've had in San Antonio is not producing or having enough credentialed talent, not having individuals with a post-high school certificate or degree as part of that, which is why we have historically had one of the highest rates of intergenerational poverty. So at Alamo, we want to take that on. We call it our moonshot, right? Working with others to end intergenerational poverty through education and training. Our first real salvo in our moonshot, or first kind of rocket launch, I guess, right, related to the moonshot, is looking at how to increase college enrollment rates from high school. We did a landscape analysis in Bexar County in 2018. The college enrollment rate from high school overall was about 46%. So less than half of graduating high school seniors went not only to an Alamo college, but to any college or university within our community, within the state. And so in doing that, formed one of the first official things I did was formed a steering committee, got the blessing of the board to engage community leaders. Taylor Amy actually was one of the folks on that steering committee, along with Judge Wolf at that time and Mayor Nuremberg, a good cross-section of colleagues from higher ed, from K-12, from the private sector, from chambers and others, to be able to then examine what are ways that we could be able to address that, and agreed that that was Alamo Promise. To be able to provide any graduating high school senior in Bexar County with up to 3 years at no cost to pursue a certificate or an associate's degree. And our students, really cost has been the barrier. It is always talking with their parents at the kitchen table, predominantly with the head of household who's been the mother, and saying, how am I gonna afford to do this? I am already, many of our students are working, a majority are working 20 to 30 hours a week, and that's in high school. So imagine being able to juggle all of those competing demands. Alamo Promise ensures that they come at no cost to any one of our five colleges, and also that we would provide the wraparound support services to address any out-of-classroom needs. Taylor mentioned earlier us being an ecosystem. So once we did that and launched Promise, and over the last 5 years, we have impacted 30,000 participants within Promise. We've graduated close to 5,000 individuals with Alamo Promise. And we've also sent thousands of individuals in what we call a Promise to Promise program. Taylor and his team from UT San Antonio were the first to sign on to that. And we did that about 4 years ago. And so I think that is the other kind of key, is not only being able to provide the associate's degree or certificate, but then being able to transition our students from any one of our colleges and campuses directly to further opportunity at UT San Antonio.
We were we developed our own version called the Bold Promise, and it's been supported institutionally, but also very much by our Board of Regents and through an initiative they have at the UT system level. And So our program has been in place for 4 or 5 years, but one of the things we absolutely wanted to do was connect it with Alamo Promise, so we would have the Promise to Promise program. And I don't know how many of our students have been supported through being supported by you and then by us, because I think how long has it been in place? Maybe for 3 years?
3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I think it's many thousands of students, but the number of students that are attending UT San Antonio that are on our Bold Promise program is a very big number. Thousands and thousands of students have benefited from it. And for our student population, it won't surprise you. Cost is a huge barrier to attendance and retention and completion. And all of our students are working still while they're in college, 30, 40 hours a week. 70% of our students are working outside of they're attending as a full-time student to help put themselves through school. So it's the same challenges. And having this Promise program is just so, so essential. What I'm really proud about, and it's tied to our relationship with Alamo College, is we've been able to reduce over the last 10 years the average time of attendance for first-time in college kids from 5.4 years all the way down to 4.2 years, which is saving a whole year of attendance. And I hate to say it this way, but our average debt for students that have debt has dropped almost $10,000 over that same period of time. So it's now down around $20,000. That's still too much, but it's a huge, huge improvement compared to where we were 10 years ago. And these are the kinds of things we just have to do. And we're doing credentialing. We're having a lot of focus on experiential learning. And, you know, when you're in the sixth largest city in the United States, you should be able to build into your curriculum real learning environments, going out and working at Toyota as part of an internship program. So we have a big thing in that space too. But I just want to go back and give a shout out to Alamo Colleges and the leadership that they've exhibited about this, because they were one of the first community colleges in the nation to go in on this Promise program. And, you know, we were right behind them at the four-year program level. But I just want to say, Mike, great work on all of that. That's so powerful, and it's had such an impact. So.
You know, and mad respect for the young people that are, you know, working those hours and going to school and trying to make something of themselves. And they're developing the soft skills that are also needed in order to, you know, do the work in these new environments, showing up on time, working as a team, being able to follow orders, communicating. Yeah, all these things. And it's not as easy as once was to develop those skills, you know, so that's an important part. And that also, it leads to important things like internships. So Leslie Cantu, how internships, is that also something part that we see with the, you know, Workforce Solutions Alamo?
Yeah, absolutely. Internships are key to developing that next generation of talent. And so one of the best examples I can give of that with our partnership with Alamo Colleges is the Texas FAME Advanced Manufacturing Technician Program. So that program was initially started by Toyota and St. Philip's College to meet the needs of the multi-skilled technician position that's very critical to a company and very difficult to fill. And so Toyota recognized they needed to work to develop that talent pipeline. And so a few years after starting the program with support from Bexar County, we brought together a group of other companies that had a very similar need. And so over the years, we've been able to expand that program to Palo Alto as well. So that partnership of Earn While You Learn, allowing the student to go to school 2 days a week to earn their associate's degree, to work plant side, getting that experiential learning that is really critical beyond just what they're doing in the classroom and in the lab, but that hands-on practical experience at an employer.
So valuable.
It's valuable. They get to put into practice what they're learning. Yeah. And so from the employer's perspective, too, we're working with those students alongside those instructors at the college to develop those professional behaviors of attendance, teamwork, communication, presentation skills, because that's all built into the curriculum. And that goes back to that partnership discussion that we had earlier. Alamo College is listening when we say, not only do we need these technical skills, but we need these professional skills that are sometimes more difficult to find. And so being able to build that together in a collaborative partnership in the best interest of the student who walks away with no debt, that walks away with over 2,000 hours of hands-on experiential learning experience that they can put on a resume, and a two-year associate's degree. And with this partnership with the Texas FAME program, there is a success rate of over 90% of that student walking straight into a job That's with their great. Sponsoring employer. So those type of innovative partnerships, again, it's a win-win. It's a win for the student and their family. It's a win for the employer. It's a win for the college, and it's a win for the community in general.
These programs, they don't happen just, you know, we don't stumble into them. They don't happen overnight. These are designed, they are crafted, they are thought up in boardrooms and in meetings. What do we need? We listen to employers. What do you need? How can we get you what you need? And this is what's happening moving forward.
It's actually a best practice.
Yeah, that San Antonio is capitalizing on. So we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to try and get some audience questions in on the conversation. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. We're continuing our conversation, talking about developing San Antonio's workforce to meet the future. I want to get back, before we go to questions from the audience, I want to go to Jim Persbach really quick, President and CEO of Port San Antonio, and the idea of learn while you earn, like Standard Aero over at Port San Antonio. They have an amazing program. Just talk about that real quick.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program. It's modeled after basic military training. So if you can put a Lego set together, whether you're 18, I think, to 62, they will bring you in.
About if you're 69 or something.
That's what
you can do it too. They will bring you in, and what they do is they build and overhaul jet engines. Everything from turboprop aircraft to supersonic aircraft to major transport aircraft. And in 12 to 16 weeks, they can get you where you're safe to be on the shop floor. I don't want anybody thinking you're not getting on an airplane that has somebody with 12 weeks experience working your engine. But traditionally, getting somebody to become an engine mechanic is a two-year associate degree program and an FAA licensure program. They are paying you full-time salary with full-time wages while they put you through that program. Then you get a massive raise and you're into that program. The average technician wage at the Port San Antonio campus now is in the six figures.
Wow.
And so programs like that, one of the things we love about it is we've got the Boeing Center right across the street, where people are coming in, dropping their kids off for the summer programs, enjoying the entertainment. We just had Morrissey there, which is not my sound, but it was a great concert. And a lot of times, the people who are coming into this program are finding out about it because they're dropping off their kid, their grandkid, their niece, or their nephew, and they're learning that there is that kind of educational opportunity. And then we'll put them into St. Philip's College, where they can learn how to become an A&P mechanic.
So Port Tech or Port San Antonio?
It's Port San Antonio is the legal name. We call it Tech Port San Antonio. And I don't know where on earth people got this idea of Port Tech, but if they want to call it Port Tech, they're welcome to do so as well.
Okay. All right. So let's go to some questions from our audience members. Go right ahead.
My name is Roman Rodriguez. I'm a student at UIW and former alumni of Palo Alto College. My question is, over the past 80 years, how have alumni from Alamo Colleges contributed to San Antonio and the community? And how do you project that support to change over the next 20 years through AI and job opportunities?
Well, that's first, congratulations, right, on your academic career from Palo Alto. To Incarnate Word, I think one of the things is just looking at individuals within the community and how successful, like yourself, that they've been as part of their foundation at Alamo Colleges and successful alumni through our eight decades. One of the things that we're doing, I'd encourage folks to go to alamo.edu, right, is we actually have an opportunity for you, yourself, in the current age, right, to be able to tell your own story, and we capture that as part of our 80-year history. The other is if you know of other individuals within the community, please let us know so that we can chronicle their success. I think it's most important, whether it's a student at Palo Alto College, Incarnate Word, UT San Antonio, or others, is for us to be able to talk to current student learners about their career path, to be able to serve as a mentor, to role model what it looks like. I think a lot of our students may think that all of us in a professional capacity just arrived here on day one. And as you know, that's definitely not true, right? It took a course, many courses, to be able to go to that one place that you want to be successful. So I think that that's really key, is to be able, one, to articulate your experience at Alamo Colleges, to be able to share that with others, in particular, current students, and to be able to talk not only about the successes, but the challenges and what you learned from that experience. And I would invite folks that listen in to go to alamo.edu with the 80 years and to be able to chronicle their own story. We want to know. We're able to capture most of that information, but not all of it. You asked about technology, maybe through AI, right? We can figure that out as well, and to be able to do that. The other part I wanted to go back to is being able to ensure that we didn't also arrive here on our own accord with the 80 years, right? I think one of the things that's been underscored during this show and the segment is just all of the examples of partnership within our community. One of the things to be competitive is we know that an individual should be able to work as part of a team. And we definitely know at Alamo that we also need to work and partner with others, whether that is the three panelists here, but also other folks within our community. And I think that that is a unique skill set that San Antonio and our community has. That's a distinct value proposition that we have, is partnership, being able to be competitive, being able to retain existing organizations, being able to recruit other firms to come to San Antonio, to be able to provide yourself and other alumni from our colleges with professional experiences to provide for themselves and their families.
You know, Mike, it's important to note that all of the higher ed leaders assembled for a panel discussion 4 or 5 months ago with... yeah, thank you. I didn't know whether
another
I was okay
outlet
to say that or not, but it was really special because the attendees could see how collaborative all of the higher ed leaders are here in the community. We're all very tight. We all work together on things. We all collaborate on things, and that's something that you don't find in almost any other community, major metropolitan community in the United States. The deep ties and coordination that happen across higher education in our community. And that's one of the things that's part of our secret sauce for San Antonio. And
Jim? Yeah, if I could add, I'm not going to give you a Wikipedia list of names, but I could. There are two things connected to Alamo Colleges that led to some of the explosive growth we're seeing in San Antonio. First one was, and I think it was 2008, Boeing sent the first 747-8 down here for what's called change incorporation. And a young man that came down with that airplane as a frontline manager was an Alamo College's graduate and an Alamo Academy's graduate. Around the same time, the Alamo Academy's Information Technology Security Academy won the national championship in Cyber Patriot. All you need to know about Cyber Patriot is it's like watching paint dry. It's people sitting there doing cyber stuff. But it allowed some conversations to go on at a very high level about how San Antonio has the ability to bring airplanes and cyber together. There was a time when I used to make fun of the cyber people because they were nerds, and I mean, look at me saying that. But that intersection, which was because of the Alamo Colleges, with people from the Alamo Colleges, demonstrated that we have the capability in San Antonio to do what is now this tremendous work on the Center for Advanced Aerospace Technologies, the movement toward automated flight rules, and that integration of cybersecurity, signals, artificial intelligence, and robotics into aviation. And that would not have happened, not only without the Alamo colleges, but without a couple of concrete examples on a relatively high platform with people saying, those are Alamo colleges people that are making that happen.
So my hope, when I was thinking, what's my hope for this program, having you guys here and talking about them? And I really want the message to get to young people that to have optimism about their own future. There's a lot of negativity in the world, especially if you're, you know, trapped in that, you know, integrated isolation online. But, you know, can you talk about how you are providing hope and optimism, and it's out there. There is a brass ring that they can grab. It's there. And so we need to get the message out to young people that they can do this.
I think the most important thing is that the community believes in individuals within San Antonio and our area. So if you're a high school student, if you're a high school graduate, we've definitely demonstrated that we want to believe and invest in you through whether that's Alamo Promise or Bold Promise or Jaguar Promise, right? Any of those things is that we believe in the future of our community and are willing to invest in individuals to be able to train, get educated, and earn that credential. I think that's been particularly indicative during the conversation that we've just had. And the other part is San Antonio is the sixth largest city within the United States, is definitely advancing. We believe it's a special place. We want to ensure that we continue to invest in our neighbors and want them to be successful.
What area would you recommend someone, a young person saying, I want that, what area should I go into?
I think one of the nice things is that we've been aligned at Alamo with the city, the county, greater SATX, private sector, and others to really focus on key industries, right? Whether that's bioscience, STEM, healthcare, financial services, aviation, advanced manufacturing, and aeronautics. So I think those are the key to the future. Technology definitely has an impact, but there are things that are key to ensuring that they're human intensive and can be aided with technology for folks to be successful.
And so, Dr. Amy, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be an optimist about this. I think that our community is very aware of the opportunity to attend our institutions at very low cost or for free. I also think that the value proposition of a two-year or four-year degree is still very palpable and obvious. The Gallup polling nationally, and even the polling that Alamo colleges do or we do about prospective interest in attending our institutions is really, really high. And we had the best year ever in terms of applications coming in to UT San Antonio to enroll this fall. And I'm pretty sure, Mike, you had the same situation for Alamo colleges. So those are positive indicators that education is still a very important pathway forward.
Well, we're out of time. I want to thank our panelists for coming tonight and talking about this. Dr. Mike Flores, Chancellor of Alamo Colleges District, Leslie Cantu, Chair of Workforce Solutions San Antonio, Dr. Taylor Amy, President of UT San Antonio, and Jim Pershbach, the President and CEO of Port San Antonio. I'm David Martin Davies. This has been The Source. Thank you for listening.